ready to ditch those USB drives for good. Today's deep dive is all about streamlining document workflows with Streamline NX, especially when it comes to scanning straight to your Microsoft 365 world.
Absolutely. We're talking about a whole new level of efficiency here. Imagine scanning a document directly to OneDrive or sending it straight to your Exchange account, all without breaking a sweat.
Okay, I'll bite. No more clunky workarounds. What's the secret sauce behind this seamless integration?
Well, Streamline NX leverages some pretty cool tech under the hood. For Exchange, it taps into the Microsoft Graph API, which is like a secure communication highway between apps.
Yeah.
And for OneDrive, it uses standard SharePoint protocol, so it just slots right into your existing setup.
Okay, that's slick. But let's get down to the nitty-gritty. I'm all about customization and control. How much flexibility do I really have with destinations in OneDrive?
You're speaking my language. Think of it this way. You can pre-select not just the library, but the exact folder where your scans land. No more digging through endless directories.
Hold on, that rings a bell. Didn't the guides mention something about proxy user versus login user when it comes to OneDrive?
Great catch. That's about how much handholding you want at the MFP itself. With proxy user, you set up a general account for scanning in Streamline NX. It's super smooth for users, but might need a bit more thought on the security side.
Makes sense. So login user is like adding an extra layer of security.
Exactly. It means folks at the MFP need to sign in with their own Microsoft 365 credentials, just like accessing any other secure app. It all boils down to finding that sweet spot between security and user-friendliness for your organization.
Love having options. Now let's talk folder organization. Anyone else drowning in subfolders?
Oh, I feel your pain. That's where Streamline NX really shines. You've got automatic subfolder creation based on document metadata date, user, you name it. Or if you're a creature of habit, you can manually name them.
Wait, there's an add suffix to folder name feature? Tell me more about that. Sounds like a recipe for a disaster and a lifesaver all in one.
It's a lifesaver, trust me. Imagine scanning a draft, then a final version. This little gem automatically adds a suffix like Nashen V2 or Nashen Final to the folder name so you don't accidentally overwrite anything.
Okay, that's seriously slick. Now back to Exchange for a second. The guides made sending scanned docs sound deceptively simple. Just send to Microsoft 365 Exchange and you're done. But what about security?
You're right to be security conscious. This is where configuring your proxy server settings within Streamline NX is crucial. It ensures all communication with Exchange is locked down tight.
There was also something about a test call button. I'm guessing that's not for checking the audio quality.
Definitely not for audio. It's your safety net before going live. Always test those settings to avoid any surprises down the road. Trust me, it's better to be safe than sorry.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Now, we've covered direct scanning to the cloud, but this is just the tip of the iceberg, right? Streamline NX has a whole arsenal of connectors, and we're diving into those next. Let's start with a personal favorite of mine, the barcode module.
Ah, yes. This isn't your grandma's barcode scanner. This module takes data extraction to a whole new level.
Okay, I'm intrigued. How precise are we talking? Paint me a picture.
Imagine defining the exact coordinates of the barcode on your document. That's what this module does. Streamline NX can then laser focus on those specific areas, even on documents with a jumble of barcodes.
Hold on. So I can target specific barcodes on a page full of them. No more manual data entry nightmares.
You got it. This is a game changer for invoices, forms, any document with barcodes. It's automation at its finest.
My mind is officially blown. Okay, let's move on to the PDF converter. I feel like PDFs are the lifeblood of any office, but those file sizes can be a real pain.
You're telling me. Everyone loves PDFs, but nobody likes huge file sizes clogging up their inbox. The PDF converter is here to save the day. Optimize for size without sacrificing quality. It's a beautiful thing.
Optimize sounds great, but give me the specifics. What kind of magic is happening behind the scenes?
For starters, there's a deskew feature because let's be honest, we've all scanned a document a little crooked at some point.
Oh yeah. And for those extra sensitive files, you can password protect your PDFs right from Streamline NX. No need for extra software. It's all built in.
Okay, I'll admit, even I sometimes forget to straighten out the document before hitting scan. That diskew feature sounds like a lifesaver. But wait, there's one more connector, the image converter, right?
You're on a roll. The image converter is your go-to for handling various file formats. Need to convert a TIFF to a JPEG or a PNG. This is your tool. It's like a Swiss Army knife for image files.
Sounds straightforward enough. Any quirks I should be aware of?
Just a heads up, there's a slight limitation with on-device workflows. For the image converter, you're limited to single-page TIFF input when processing directly on the MFP.
So multi-page TIFFs would need to be handled through the server-based workflow.
Precisely. It's a small detail, but important to keep in mind when you're setting up those automated workflows.
Exactly. But even with that small limitation, the image converter is incredibly versatile, especially for server-based workflows. It can handle a ton of different formats and scenarios.
Speaking of workflows, let's talk about efficiency. The guides mentioned shared connectors. What's the advantage of using those?
Shared connectors are like having a secret stash of pre-configured settings for your connectors. Let's say you often use send to email with a specific subject line and file naming convention.
Right.
Instead of manually setting that up every single time you create a shared connector, and bam, instant efficiency.
So it's basically a template for your connectors, saving time and preventing those, oops, forgot to change the subject line moments.
You nailed it. And the best part is you can apply that shared connector to multiple workflows. It's a real time saver, especially for large deployments with lots of moving parts.
That's what I call working smarter, not harder. Now, I noticed the guides mentioned hot folders as an input source. Sounds a bit old school in this age of cloud everything.
You might be surprised. Hot folders are still very relevant, especially for those set it and forget it automated workflows. Basically, you choose a folder on your network and tell Streamline NX to keep an eye on it. Any document that lands in that folder automatically triggers a predefined workflow, no human intervention required.
Okay, I'm starting to see the potential here. Say I have a dedicated folder for incoming invoices. Streamline NX could automatically route them to the accounting department's SharePoint site. No muss, no fuss.
Precisely. Hot folders are all about creating those seamless, hands-off processes that make document handling a breeze.
Love it. The guides also mentioned something about device applications. Are those like mini apps that live on the MFP itself?
That's a great way to think about it. Device applications are custom workflows that you build within Streamline NX and then deploy directly to the MFP's control panel. It's like giving your users a tailored experience based on their specific roles or tasks.
Okay, I need an example. Let's say I have a legal team that frequently scans and redacts documents. Could I create a device application just for them with all the necessary settings and connectors pre-configured?
You absolutely could. It's all about simplifying complex tasks and reducing the number of steps for your users. Instead of navigating a maze of menus, they have a streamlined workflow right at their fingertips.
Custom workflows on the MFP. That's pretty impressive. But with all this automation happening, how do I keep track of everything? The guides mentioned a job queue. What's that all about?
Think of the job queue as your command center for all things Streamline NX. It's where you can monitor and manage every job in the system. Scans, prints, conversions, the whole shebang. You can see the status of each job, troubleshoot any errors, even reprioritize things if needed. It's like having X-ray vision into your document workflows.
So if a scan job gets stuck or a conversion goes haywire, I can swoop in and save the day right from the job queue.
You got it. It gives you that crucial visibility and control, especially for large deployments where things can get a little busy.
Control is good, especially when it comes to sensitive information. Speaking of which, the guides really hammered home the security aspects of Streamline NX encryption, certificates, user roles, you name it.
And for good reason. Security is paramount when you're dealing with important documents. Streamline NX gives you granular control over who has access to what, with options to restrict features, define user roles, and even integrate with external authentication systems like LDAP.
Okay, but what about the data itself? How does Streamline NX keep that safe from prying eyes?
It's all about layers of protection. Streamline NX uses robust encryption methods for data both in transit and at rest. For example, print jobs are encrypted using AES 256, that's military grade stuff. Plus, it supports secure communication protocols like SSL TLS, so you can be confident that your data is always locked down tight.
So even if someone managed to intercept a print job, it would just look like gibberish without the decryption key.
Precisely. Streamline NX is like Fort Knox for your documents.
That's reassuring. Now, one thing that struck me as almost funny was the level of detail in the guides about backup and recovery procedures. It's like they're expecting things to go wrong.
Well, let's be real. Even the best technology isn't immune to the occasional hiccup. It's always better to be prepared. The good news is Streamline NX makes it super easy to back up everything. Configuration settings, databases, even those precious scanned documents.
It's like having a safety net for your entire document ecosystem. They even mentioned a debug log download. That sounds intense.
That's for those rare head-scratcher moments when you need to go full-on detective mode. It lets you download detailed logs from every nook and cranny of the system. The core server, the delegation server, even individual MFPs.
So it's like the black box recorder for your document workflows, revealing all the behind-the-scenes action.
Exactly. It might seem a bit overwhelming at first, but those logs can be a goldmine of information for troubleshooting those really tricky issues.
I'll take your word for it. Speaking of information, the guides mentioned a whole suite of reports that Streamline NX can generate. Give me the highlights. What kind of insights can I glean from these reports?
The reports are like having a team of data analysts at your beck and call. They cover everything from device usage and status to user activity and cost analysis. Want to track print volumes, analyze scan trends, identify those pesky device errors, or even pinpoint areas to save money? The reports have you covered.
So it's not just about managing documents. It's about understanding how your organization uses documents. That's powerful stuff.
Absolutely. Data is key to making informed decisions, and the reports give you the insights you need to optimize your document infrastructure and workflows.
Data-driven document decisions, music to my ears. Now let's shift gears to something that's been on my mind, scalability. The guides mentioned Streamline NX can handle everything from small businesses to large enterprises.
Yeah.
What's the magic behind that kind of scalability?
It all comes down to its modular architecture. Think of it like building with Lego blocks. You can start with a basic configuration and then add components and functionality as your needs grow. More servers, more connectors, even cloud-based services.
So it grows with my organization.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about hitting a wall and needing to rip and replace the whole system.
Exactly. It's designed for flexibility and adaptability, so you can tailor it to your specific environment and requirements. It's future-proof document management.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground here. Cloud integration, connectors, security, scalability, even those all-important backup procedures. But there's one last nugget of wisdom in the guides: performance considerations. To be honest, that section was a bit dense, even for me. What are the key takeaways there?
It's all about fine-tuning Streamline NX to squeeze out every ounce of performance from your hardware. The guides get into the nitty-gritty of server specifications, database tuning, and network configuration. Think of it like tuning a high-performance engine. You want to make sure everything is running smoothly and efficiently.
So it's not just about setting it and forgetting it. It's about ongoing optimization to get the best possible performance.
Precisely. And it's an ongoing process as your organization's needs and usage patterns evolve. But the good news is Streamline NX gives you the tools and the insights to stay on top of things.
This has been an incredible deep dive. We've unearthed some real gems in these Streamline NX guides. But I have to ask, what surprised you the most?
Honestly, I'm blown away by the sheer level of granularity and customization available. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution. You can truly tailor it to meet the unique needs of your organization.
Totally agree. From those super specific barcode coordinate settings to the ability to create custom device applications, it's clear that Streamline NX is built for power users who want complete control. And it's not just about control, right? The sheer breadth of features is mind-blowing. We're talking basic print management, supercharged scan workflows, seamless cloud integration. Streamline NX really does cover the entire document lifecycle.
You're hitting the nail on the head. And we can't forget about the emphasis on security throughout the entire system. It's baked into every aspect. From user authentication and access controls to data encryption and secure communication protocols, Streamline NX takes a multi-layered approach to security, which is essential in today's world.
Absolutely. It's not just about keeping data safe. It's about ensuring compliance with those ever-changing industry regulations. The guides mentioned a whole bunch of security standards and certifications that Streamline NX adheres to, which is definitely reassuring, especially for organizations in highly regulated industries.
It's all about peace of mind, you know?
Right.
Knowing that your data is protected and your workflows are compliant, that's priceless.
Speaking of peace of mind, the guides also stress the importance of ongoing monitoring and maintenance. It's not a set it and forget it kind of system, is it?
Not at all. Streamline NX gives you a whole toolbox for keeping a watchful eye on things, monitoring system health, identifying potential hiccups before they become major headaches, and performing those routine maintenance tasks. It's all about being proactive, not reactive.
So it's like having a team of virtual technicians working behind the scenes 24/7.
Exactly. They're constantly monitoring, alerting you to any issues, and making sure your document workflows are humming along smoothly. The system even makes routine tasks a breeze. Like, updating software, backing up data. You can even troubleshoot problems remotely.
Minimize downtime, maximize efficiency. That's the name of the game.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Efficiency, security, control. Those are the pillars of truly effective document management. And Streamline NX delivers on all fronts.
Well said. This deep dive has been a wild ride. We've gone from the basics of scanning all the way to advanced workflows, hardcore security settings, even those granular performance tweaks. I'm feeling a little overwhelmed, but in a good way.
It's definitely a system with a lot to offer, my advice. Start with the basics, get a feel for the core concepts, then gradually explore those advanced features as your confidence and your needs grow.
And remember, those guides are your best friend. They're packed with tips, tricks, and even step-by-step instructions to guide you along the way. Don't be afraid to get your hands dirty, experiment with different settings, and find what works best for your organization.
Absolutely. It's all about making Streamline NX work for you.
That's the perfect note to end on. So for our listeners, here's a final thought to ponder. How can you leverage the power of Streamline NX to not just manage documents, but to truly transform your workflows, enhance collaboration, and unlock a whole new level of efficiency in your organization? It's a question worth exploring, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. The possibilities are endless.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Streamline NX. Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.